The third component, channel, deals with how or by what avenue the message is sent or received, such as seeing, touching, smelling, and or tasting. For example, communication about culture can result from tasting a national dish from another country as part of a visit to that country. Finally, the last component is the receiver. The message that will be received is dependent on the receiver's communication skills, attitudes, knowledge, social system, and culture. It is important to understand that both the source of the information and the receiver of the information are affected by their own skills, attitudes, knowledge, and social system or culture. The Berlow or SMCR model is a very popular model.